Nathan Zagura here with your crystal clear imaging. Three signs for success in week number 5 against the Patriots. Number 1 for the Browns, pound the rock with Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson and shorten this game. The Browns have the number 1 rushing offense in the NFL. They need to utilize that, averaging 5.7 yards per carry, and just run, run, run. Number 2, get off of the field on third downs. That's going to be a critical down in this game. The Browns are going to have their hands full with LeGarrette Blount and the third-rated rushing attack of the New England Patriots. Don't let Tom Brady hit those tight ends Gronkowski and Bennett to extend their drives. And finally, for the Browns, this is a game where you're going to need touchdowns, not field goals. When you get into the red zone, you need to score. That is going to be the difference. Field goals in this game are good, but touchdowns will be a lot better trying to keep up with the high-powered offense of Tom Brady and the Patriots. Those are your CCI three signs for success for week number 5. Here we go, Browns! Here we go!
Okay, what do we have?
What's the progress report on Carl Nassib coming back? How's he been able to perform in practice with what you guys are doing?
No, he's practiced well. You know, he's going 100 miles an hour. You know Carl. So, you know, we'll see where we are at the end of the week and see if we can get him out there.
So is it just a matter of pain tolerance, or how do you determine whether he's good to go?
Well, I think he has to help us in that process. So we'll talk to him and see how he feels. But he's had a good week.
From the standpoint, the team has lost so much before you got here, and now it's 0-4. What do you use as indicators that you still have their attention and their enthusiasm that things can turn?
Well, just how they work. You know, they come in to work every day. So that's what I have to gauge all of that off of right now. I think the guys have done a great job. I mean, they've been really resilient. I think we had a group of fighters, and I think these guys will keep fighting.
What kind of expectations do you have? This is the first game Brady, Gronkowski, and Martellus Bennett are together, and everyone expected this to be some triangle offense that he used. What challenge does it pose you and your defensive coach to prepare for something you haven't seen?
Oh, it's a challenge. I mean, you just named three very good players, and so it's a tremendous challenge, but we face one every week. You know, it hasn't been a week yet that we haven't faced a challenge, you know, from another team. Obviously, those guys are three of the better players in the National Football League, but our defense, we got to do everything we can to slow that group down.
Thank you. I think after the game, you talked about how Isaiah had to take some plays, come to the sideline because he was out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you need him to work on so he can be out there more?
No, I've been around a lot of great backs, and to me, you know, obviously he's got to earn that right for me to call him a great back, but I think when you catch a pass and you break several tackles like he did for a 14-yard run, I think he deserved the blow. I think that was an outstanding play by him, you know, and I've seen a lot of guys, you know, ask for one at that time. And so I don't feel that it was just, you know, all of a sudden it was a run and he was looking to come out. I think it was an extraordinary play that he had. And so I think he needed a blow, and we gave him one.